Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Friday, the 11th of July. Apologies, we're starting this one a little bit later than normal. The whole idea behind this particular session, as you know, every day is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So we're pretty close to closing out a couple of good trades. As you know, it's been quite a mixed bag for the trading week. So we've not been hugely active this week. We were kind of probably expecting bigger moves, which never really arrived. And we're getting equity markets rallying off the back of potentially positive corporate earnings. And then it reverses on Trump trade tariffs. So you're getting this sort of volatility upwards, and then it pulls back, and then it's volatility upwards, and it kind of pulls back. So quite a messy market condition, which I'm sure you'd probably agree. Please take notice of our risk warning currently up on screen. So as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit those markets? How do we manage risk? Hopefully you are predetermining your risk and exposure for each trade prior to entry. It's not something you should be messing with once you're in that trade. How do we manage each trade? Yesterday we were able to book in a small bit of profit in our oil trade, and we were able to mitigate most of the risk, or half the risk, on our euro dollar and our pound dollar trade. So we're quite close to booking in profits on those trades. And we address these considerations every day in the live trade rooms, of course, and we're strong advocates of trying to maintain a high degree of consistency no matter what the markets are doing. So we go through periods of sort of choppy market conditions all the time. We just happen to be in one of those phases right now. Accurate, still maintain a high degree of accuracy in the levels that you trade. Discipline with your capital, as always. And as we know, sometimes patience is really important. Okay, so quickly, we'll just have a quick review of market moving news. It's a bit of a bland trading week for all things considered. The whole focus of this week was around Wednesday's July the 9th with these trade tariffs. We've still got quite a messy trade war, trade tariff backdrop in terms of what we're hearing versus what we're seeing. So that's creating a bit of a problem. Last night, we did have the 30-year bond auction. As you can see, demand stayed the same in terms of 2.4 and 2.4, but the actual interest rate has increased. So there's more. When the government wants to secure funding at that longer end over the 30-year period, what, and these are like financial institutions and insurance companies and things like that, what they're saying is you need to give us a higher yield in order for us to lend you the money. And this has been, a bit of a pattern, perhaps, over the last number of months. And this is what some people are really quite nervous about. And as you can see, this is now the highest interest rate that we've seen. So we went from February of this year to 4.75, and it's just been, okay, we've had a couple of sort of lower numbers, but broadly speaking, we're just ticking higher the whole time. And now we're up at 4.89 to secure that funding over the 30-year bond auction. So that's quite interesting. It just meaning that, you know, Trump doesn't really have the handle on these markets that he perhaps thinks he is. And although, broadly speaking, these bond yields have been flatlining, we may get these bond yields coming back strong. And we just want to be mindful of it. That's probably what we're saying. This afternoon, nothing of any major interest. We've had, we've now got the UK in GDP negative territory. So you can see that we were in negative territory last month as well. This is the problem with the UK economy, is that it's not growing that much, you know, a bit up, a bit down. And you can see that this one came in negative territory as well. The expectation was it would come in just above flat, but actually it's marginally below. So very, very weak anemic growth for the UK. It's kind of leaning in again into our weakness in the pound. We're currently selling the pound dollar. And this afternoon, there's no US, we've got the federal budget balance, which shouldn't be impactful in any significant way. We are seeing actually a strong improvement in the federal budget. So a bit of a strong reversal, certainly from the highs back in May, June, bit of a significant swing to the downside, but not particularly impactful as far as markets are concerned. So let's just do a quick review of, and let's have a look at a 10-year bond yields. What the only point we'd like to make is we're pretty much very much around the, and this is the 10-year treasury note as well. So the highs towards the end of last year, we're a bit up, we're a bit down, but that's pretty much kind of where we're at, sort of around the 4.4 level. So just marginally below that level now as we speak. So despite everything going on, bond markets are not really reacting. And this is creating a bit of an issue. So so where are we at with these markets? Well, we've had another spike yesterday in the S&P, like we did the day before in the NASDAQ. But as you can see, we are still in this kind of sideways moving pattern. And like we say, if you want to project that to corporate earnings, they're looking mildly positive. If you want to focus a little bit more on the tariffs, then these equity prices should probably, and indices should roll over to the downside. That's only kind of our broad-based opinion. And this market clearly can't make up its mind as to whether it does genuinely want to rally with conviction or whether it wants to just limp and roll over to the downside. So a little bit of sideways moving pattern now this week without the clarity that it appears to have. So I suppose what we'll leave you with is just, a little bit of a directional bias. And most of these levels are not too far off what we were suggesting. So we'll amend these levels shortly in our live trade room momentarily. So we were talking yesterday about these levels in here. So yesterday's sort of breakout and Wednesday's breakout in the NASDAQ, they're just sort of volatile spikes, probably a little bit of market making. There's a high degree of uncertainty around these markets and just been taken out. Does it mean that our sell trade is null and void? Not really. We can still look for a sell trade, but we're very interested to see what the narrative is behind that sell trade. Gold is a bit of a strange market at the moment. We've got this relatively narrow little downward move. We're seeing, and then what we've done yesterday, or just in the early hours of this morning, is we've kind of rallied, breaking above that level. But it's going to be interesting to see if these levels hold, because then we'd be looking for a little bit of dollar strength again. So it looks like the main trade really for us is more around the dollar. And even the dollar itself is somewhat mixed. So we're only looking really for a few more pips to the downside, actually, just 20. That's all we're looking for. There's our take profit. We'll have a look at this in a bit more detail because it may be worth just booking in the profit that we've made on the trade and just say, you know what, it's one of those weeks. We've had a few losing trades. A few winning trades, and we'll kind of call it even, you know, not getting too annoyed with these patterns in these markets. Next week is a new week, and we'll see if we can build something a little bit more. But you can see the fact that we're lower highs and lower lows, but we're spending large amounts of time just pulling back before we get that next leg to the downside. So these markets are worth keeping an eye on. Do we have good opportunities elsewhere for the dollar? Kind of limited. There's this narrowing in the dollar yen, as you can see, that lower highs, and then you got higher lows at the bottom, and we're up towards the higher level as we speak. So some of these markets are not really fantastic. We probably expect the dollar to strengthen against the Swiss short term. These are all short term moves. Yeah, a little bit of strength against the CAD. The Aussie yesterday turned really quite bullish, and now we've got a we've looked at this trade before. If the dollar pivots, you know, the Aussie dollar would be a good starting point. The problem is it's more about dollar strength right now, and we're seeing the Aussie just sort of do its own thing. Bit of a pullback now up at these highs for dollar yen. Well, pullback last couple of days, perhaps looking for a little bit of strength now, but nothing in the dollar yen. So yeah, this is this little channel. The bias is very much to the downside. That's probably where we're expecting with a strong dollar, bit of a rollover with gold. The price actually doesn't make an awful lot of sense for us, but look, that's the case on occasion. So look, we took a small profit in crude oil. We were up at these highs. We had our profitable exit up this way. It looks like it really couldn't really get there. And with the supply narrative increasing, we got OPEC deciding to raise their supplies quite significantly by 548,000 barrels per day. We're expecting about a 400,000 barrel per day oil hike in supply. We saw significantly more than that. You add in a really strong inventory number in the US, and it just means that there's a lot more supply coming on online. Now, will demand meet that supply? If it doesn't, prices go down. If it does, they probably stabilize. Okay, so, and then it comes back around to US indices, which we are still, unfortunately, in that little sideways pattern, up at all-time highs. NASDAQ, same dynamic with the Dow Jones. So we're pulling back off. We kind of broke out above those levels in the last couple of days in the German DAX, but we've kind of pulled back in below it. The FTSE is proving to be quite strong. We're on the other end of this FTSE trade, which is a weaker pound. So when you get weakness in the pound, because the FTSE is a net exporter, we're seeing an outsized rally, but we are seeing a rally. And we're on the other end of that with a weaker pound. And then the Nikkei looks like it's going to soften. So really, a mixed bag across these markets. I don't think we can refer to it as anything else but that. We're going to mitigate. We're going to close out these profitable trades today regardless. Hopefully, we'll get another leg to the downside. If we don't, we'll just go ahead and book in profit. So in terms of our trade plan, and we'll let you go with the momentarily, those of you that can join us in the European live trading room, we'll be there very shortly. Short term. Potential US indices weakness again short term. Don't really have much of a handle on crude oil. So look, it's not the most interesting of trade plans. There's nothing really scheduled to drive price for prices to react to any kind of news event. So it's pretty bland, pretty quiet trading day. This is probably how the week probably ends. Not the most inspiring of dynamics. How much volatility will be there today? We're not planning on that much. Now, we'll maximize a bit of return on the pound, dollar, and euro dollar trades. So that's the main objective today. So at least it goes some way to sort of breaking even for the week. Maybe we might make a bit of profit on the week, but it's really one of those nothing weeks. Bearing in mind, we had July 9th, the pause in the tariff. We were expecting probably, you see, this is the problem that these markets have, because Wall Street come up with this taco trade, which is Trump always chickens out. So when he says, oh, there'll be 200% tariffs on pharmaceuticals, 50% tariffs on copper, the markets don't believe him. They're kind of suggesting, nah, you're gonna backtrack, you're gonna bottle it, you chicken out all the time. And that's, you know, Trump has created that dynamic himself. Now, if he sticks to his policy with an iron fist, then these markets have a bit of a problem, because they're pricing in the fact that he's gonna chicken out. So makes it interesting. Let's see how this plays out. And the problem we've got is this one man making decisions and everyone falls into place once he makes that decision. Does he know an awful lot? Like some of his rhetoric really around trade tariffs and trade deficits is not that great, to be honest, which is really worrying. So we hope he's got a bit of a handle on it. It just appears on occasion that he doesn't, which is worrying. Okay, so market narratives, risk off, indices lower, dollar higher. Those bond yields are pretty flat, but they could reemerge a little bit. We've got a bit of a hawkish Fed narrative in there, really high employment. Recessionary fears may be something that kind of raises its ugly head in the next 6 months for the US economy. We're already in negative territory as far as Q1 GDP numbers, Q2 GDP numbers are concerned. So let's see, two back to back, we're officially in a recession. Negativity around Trump tariffs and AI is still proving quite strong, although there's a separation between them within the Mag 7. We've got a Mag 3 and we've got a Fantastic 4. So we'll have a look at that just momentarily. Right, so nothing to get too excited about today, I'm afraid, apart from perhaps booking in profit on our dollar trades. So that's pretty much it. So our expectations are not that high today, and that's probably the right approach. Great stuff. Listen, we let you go. Apologies for the delayed start, and we'll switch rooms now to the European trading session. If you can join us for that, fantastic. We'll see you there momentarily. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. The trade plan's in the chat box, and we'll see you soon. Bye for now.